I need to talk about the depth of Jesus. I need to get deeper. I must bear my cross because I come down to fortitude.
We hope that you were inspired, encouraged, and led to a deeper walk with God with host pastor Reverend Eugene Stevenson. New Jerusalem is located at 708 University Street in Alexandria. Service times are Sunday school at 9:30 a.m., morning worship at 11 a.m., and Wednesday Bible study is at 5 p.m. New Beulah Baptist Church is located at 908 Carlos Street in Boise, Louisiana, and service times at 9:30 and 4th Sunday at 8:15 a.m. Until the next time, may God bless you and keep you is our prayer.
KAYT, Monroe, West Monroe, 98.9.
Good morning. Welcome to Johnson Temple Church of God in Christ with Pastor Maurice Johnson. Located at 200 Nona Street, Leesville, Louisiana, near the Berrytown Shopping Center. Contact Pastor Johnson by writing P.O. Box 259, Leesville, Louisiana, 71496, or phone 337-239-3845, or 337-238-4063. And now, here's Johnson Temple.
Christ coming to you once again. Christ coming to you once again. On behalf of our pastor and first lady, Chairman Maurice and Mother Judy Johnson, we once again say thank you for joining us on today. As always, we give all glory and honor to God for making this possible. If you're looking for a church where the Spirit of God dwells and moves, join us at 200 North Street in the city of Leesville, and we guarantee you'll have a marvelous time and experience. At this time, our Johnson Temple Men's Department is preparing for their upcoming conference, which will be Saturday and Sunday, September 26th at 9 o'clock a.m. and September 27th at 3 o'clock p.m. The theme for the conference is A Man With His Armor On, and on Saturday, our speakers will address topics as follows. Brother Michael Thomas, Managing Your Finance. Chaplain John Hemsworth, Taking the Sword of the Spirit. Chaplain Mitchell Tullis, Taking the Helmet of Salvation. Reverend Derek Johnson, Taking the Shield of Faith. And Elder Frank Black, Putting on the Breastplate of Righteousness. Please come on out and join our men on Saturday at 9 o'clock for a wonderful time in the Lord. And then on Sunday, our program will conclude at 3 o'clock p.m., and we don't want to miss this event. Over by Guest Fellows, Mr. John Brown of Cotton, Texas, and the Stoker Road, known by John Brown of Cotton, Texas.
death start creeping in the room. Yeah. And so if you will go with me, John the 14th chapter, verses 1 through 6. And John 14, verses 1 through 6. Amen. For those of you who are following with me, amen. And let's read this together. Amen. And John 14, 1, read. Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many men. If it were not so, I would have told you. Go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself. That where I am, there you may be also. Whether I go, you know, and the way, you know. Thomas said unto him, Lord, we know not whether thou goest. How can we know the way? Jesus said unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. It will be worth it all. It will be worth it all. How many times have we seen people run, walk, hop, skip, jump, trying to sweat? They sacrifice many things during this time frame. Sitting the tail every day. See how much they have lost. Of course, if you get on the tail, they're running. And you still weigh the same thing that you weighed yesterday. You don't feel too good about it. We all do. When we are able to accomplish things, we feel good about ourselves, don't we? And I remember a young man, that wanted to play pro football. And they called him the Bridge. Anybody remember? Amen. And they promised him a pro contract with the Chicago Bears. He would lose 100 pounds. Then there was an additional bonus for every pound he lost up to another 100 pounds, which meant that he had lose 200 pounds. But this was an incentive for him. And of course, if you remember, he played pro football for approximately 3 or 4 years. Amen. Do those things, amen, that we want to do. Now let me share this with you. Amen. God has made all of us and has given us the ability to do anything that we want to do. Amen. Yeah. He's done that for us. Amen. People that fail is only because, amen, they lose enthusiasm, they lose the drive, they get tired along the way, and they just quit. But it's not because they cannot reach their goal. The goal, amen, is nigh them. The goal is attainable. The goal is accessible. But they quit before they reach their goal. We should be the same way when it comes to serving the Lord. Amen. The song says, amen, the road may not be easy, but he did not bring me this far to lead me. There's another song that I'm passing on. All I know, I'm pressing on to that song that the Lord has prepared for me. My dad, the late Elder C.J. Johnson, wrote a song, amen, said, I'm going to take a trip. Elder C.J. Johnson wrote a ship, amen, said, I'm going to take a trip. He said, I'm going to take a trip and talk about the gospel truth as I go sailing through the air.
as the church. I'm just a pilgrim here. Amen. I'll just walk my church. I'm just, my journey is where? I walk my way to heaven. I'm just passing through this. I don't worry about a lot of things. See, that's what holds a lot of us back. That's what takes our focus off of heaven. Because sometimes we get trapped in too many things. Amen. See, when you get caught up in things, amen, you take your mind off of heaven. And those things become the most important things to you. All of your energy trying to buy a house, all your money trying to buy a house, you know, energy. Church on Sunday morning because it's 6 o'clock in the morning. Amen. And to pray, they didn't hold. He can't get off the golf course until 1 o'clock in the afternoon. So church is off by that time or it's too late to go. So I can't go to church because golf is more important. Lord, help me today. Trying to get you to understand, amen, how the devil can trap us. Amen. Praise the Lord. But we should have the same zeal as the golf. The same zeal as the woman with a house. The same zeal as the man polishing his car. When time comes to go to church, we ought to be on our way. Not thinking about it, but on our way. We plan. On Sunday morning, amen, we start planning Saturday night. So we can be ready when Sunday morning comes. Amen. Tuesday night, Friday night, whenever you have service, amen, praise the Lord, you start planning early in the day. You don't wait till time the time for church to decide whether you're going or not. Because if you waited until time to go to church, many times the devil has already tricked you. Tiredness has set in. Oh, sleep demon has set in. Amen. Oh, arthritis demon has set in. Amen. Praise the Lord. Oh, TV demon has set in. Amen. Your special program is coming on, so you can't go. So you're picking your mind off of what should be important. Hello. Amen. You can't tell me that you want to go to heaven and you're not working to get there. Because, amen, they told me, amen, you got to do something to get there. You can't just sit down on flower beds of ease and expect to make it in. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. So we have praise the Lord. Well, what are you going to be doing, Jesus? I'm going to be building mansions. My God. I'm building mansions. Everybody, amen, that serve me and stay in my will, amen, praise the Lord, I'm going to have a mansion for. And I'm so glad, amen, that one of them belonged to me. Aren't you glad? Or if you're serving God, you ought to be glad tonight. You ought to be glad, amen, because there is a mansion that is prepared for you. You don't have to worry about it. Nobody can get your mansion. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. I have a feeling, amen, even though my name is not on it, I'll know it when I get there. It's already prepared for little old me. Oh, glory, hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. So after I go through the trials, after I go through the temptations, after I go through, amen, the hate, after I go, amen, to the backbiting, after I go through all of these things, God knows it's going to be worth it all. Why? Because I believe that there is a mansion prepared for me. Soon and very soon, I'm going to see the King. I'm going to be with Jesus, amen, praise the Lord. And somebody said, amen, when they get to heaven, they're going to look up their mother. They're going to look up John in the heat of the day. But I want you to know, amen, praise the Lord, my mind will be on Jesus. I just want to see him. I just want to lay eyes on him. I want to say, Jesus, hallelujah, I serve you many days, and I'm glad that I'm here with you. And now I'll be with you. From now on, there will be no separation. Jesus and me. Me and Jesus. Jesus and me. Me and Jesus. Jesus and me. Me and Jesus. Every day, day in, day out, me and Jesus having a good time. Thank God for Jesus. Hallelujah. There's another song as I close. Amen. We'll pay off. Well, what's your pay? Being with Jesus.
The word in you will be healed. Humble yourself. Encourage yourself in the Lord. Sometimes you, this is for you, Pastor. You gotta pack your arms up on the bed. Yeah, come on, yeah, yeah.
Have to speak victory, pouring the head.
And no matter how you feel, speak the word of your mind, and you will. Speak the word over yourself.